I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. Autonomous vehicles are getting closer to making it onto our highways and streets. Colorado Farm Bureau Vice President of Advocacy, Sean Martini, says that there's a movement to make Colorado a leader in terms of the testing and in the rollout of autonomous vehicles and its technology. He says that Farm Bureau looks forward to being a part of this effort.
We think, frankly, rural Colorado has a big part to play there. And there's a couple reasons. One is we've been using this kind of technology in the field and on the farm for a long time. And farmers in particular are pretty comfortable with this kind of technology. We understand how GPS and GIS guided systems work and how effective they can be on the farm. We think they can be pretty effective on the road as well. Second of all, rural communities have a lot of lane miles in rural Colorado that are a lot less traveled than some of the more population dense areas of the state. To the extent that rural communities can be a help in helping to test some of this technology on maybe less frequented roads so that we can get proof of concept and help start rolling out autonomous vehicles, the benefits that not only rural Colorado, but the rest of the state will see in terms of making our transportation system more efficient and reducing some of those costs there. There's enormous potential there. And so Farm Bureau in particular really wants to help lead in supporting the rollout of autonomous vehicle technology and the testing of that with some of the vehicle manufacturers here in Colorado as much as we possibly can.
That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.